Today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Gimel, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Omar Reb Chiya Barab. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Eliezer Yeshaya Ben Broch. So today's daf is very much a continuation of the very end of yesterday's daf. The very end of yesterday's daf discussed the very end of the first Mishnah in the Masechta. A cheresh shoita and katan are not allowed to shech lechatchila. Even b'di'eved, you're not allowed to eat from their shechita. Stating that, b'di'eved, if they shechted and there were people watching them, then the halacha is shechitas and kshera, assuming everything went okay, you would be allowed to eat from their shechita. Today's daf is going to begin with a discussion related to ketanim and shechita. More globally, it's going to be a discussion related to ketanim and whether or not their machshava is a machshava, whether or not their maisa is a maisa. I think it's kedai to be makdim l'shoinei azov shel Remeir Simcha in Or Sameach, and this is in Hilchos Mikvois. It's Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. It's a very, very long halacha. It has Se'ifei Katan. This is in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Remeir Simcha says as follows: Me'ato nispoinin k'tzas. Let's very Remeir Simchadig be mispoinin a little bit. The habbarer, it goes without question. Im habal cheresh o shoita. If you would have a man who's married and he's either a cheresh or a shoita, v'girish, and now he wanted to divorce his wife, which is something that a cheresh and a shoita, being that they're not b'nei das, can't do. But they did so b'acherim oimden al gabav. They did it when other people were watching them. Even if those people are rebbes and they're instructing him and coaching him exactly what to do and how to do it, it certainly wouldn't work. Because you don't find anywhere that a kinyan can work if it was effectuated by a person that doesn't have the ability to do so, only because there was achir imdan al gabav. Because at the end of the day, kivon de la bar kinyan ava. If that person's not a bar kinyan, uboidas v'rotzen v'lar bar rotzenu. That's poshet, says Remei Simcha, would not work. Stating that, you find in the first parak of Masechta Schulin, there's a sugya of a katan, cheresh and shoita, being allowed to do shechita, albeit when acherim ha'imden al gaba, despite the fact that there is some level of machshava that you have to have when you do a shechita. What's the pshat? Says Remeir Simcha, the oimik is that a cheresh shoita v'katan are not b'nei das and b'nei rotzin. However, they are b'nei kavana. And that's something that is axiomatic throughout Shas. So the hakdama to the daf is very subtle and very nuanced. But at the same time, I think it's fundamental. We know a cheresh shoita v'katan throughout Shas are considered to be not b'nei das, they're considered to be not b'nei rotzen. And that limits their ability to engage in transactions and do so many of the things that the Teresh Baal Peh talks about. But at the same time, despite the fact that they don't have das and rotzen, they could have kavana. They could have a machshava. That is something that they are shayach to. And really, as we'll see, that is the gateway, the Pesach, to the beginning of today's daf. Zok Tehillah Gigamar. Rab Chiya Barab. Rab Chiya Barab said by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan declared the following Ibayas. Rab Chiya Barab, underrated as one of the Talmidei Mufakim of Rabbi Yochanan. And he said, let me tell you what I heard from the Rebbe. He declared the following question. Katan yesh loy machshava or ein loy machshava? Does a katan have machshava or does he not have machshava? Katan has machshava. We know a katan is not a bar das, he's not a bar rotzen. A katan can't do anything in shas. Why would you think he could have machshava? That's Remeir Simcha. Poshet b'shas b'kama mekoymes. That there's a distinction between das and rotzen on the one hand, machshava and kavana on the other hand. But either way, Reb Yochanan declared, does a katan have machshava or does he not have machshava? Now Rashi says, what's an example of where Reb Yochanan was clearing his shaila? So Rashi says, I'll give you a shechita digger example. Kigoin, b'shchitas kachem d'boi kavon. Shchitas kachem, we know, requires kavon. It's the first mission of Masech Tzvachim. That shchita, kabbalah, ilach, hazrika, the dalar, avoides, all have to be done with a machshava l'shma. Now, why does Rashi say shchitas kachem? Why didn't he say kabbalah, ilach, hazrika? That's easy, because a katan is not allowed to do kabbalah, ilach, hazrika. But shchita, which is something that's ksher bizarre, shchita, which is something that technically he would be allowed to do. So the question is, whether or not this katan is yesh le machshava, is he shayich to having a machshava of lishma, or is he not shayich to have a machshava of lishma? Now Tosfos asks a great sakash on Rashi, and that is, why would there be a shayla whether a katan could have a machshava, not have a machshava? No, niach, he can have a machshava. Stam lishma is a kosher when it comes to kachin. So if that's the case, Tosfos mutches a little bit. I don't really understand why Rabbi Yochanan would have posed the question. I mean, it's a nice shaila. Is his machshav of lishma? Yeah, machshav of lishma, not machshav of lishma. But as far as I'm concerned, it seems to be academic in nature, because being that stom is lishma anyways, so even if a kachin can have a machshav of lishma, if he would go ahead and he would do a shchita, L'chure would be fine. But the bottom line is, this Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said was Rabbi Yochanan Shailo, Kotin Yesh L'machshava, Ein L'machshava. And again, even though Rashi says the case is Shchitas Kachin D'Bayi Kavana, Rashi prefaces it with the word Kigoin, which in Cheda we teach Tzim Beispiel. So this is only a Mushal, right? This is only an example. So L'mushal, if a Kotin would go and he would do Shchitas Kachin and he would have a Machshava L'shma, would it be a Machshava? Would it not be a Machshava? Amri Rav Ami. So Rav Ami turned to Rav Chiya bar Abba and he said, V'tiboyle Maisa. Says, I don't understand. Why did Rabbi Yochanan only clarify Shailu whether Kotin is Yeshle Machshava or Einle Machshava? Rabbi Yochanan should have also cleared another Shailu. He should have cleared whether a Kotin has a Maisa or doesn't have a Maisa. Now, there's two Jerachim in the Rishonim had to learn Pashup Shad in Rav Ami's Taina, and really Pashup Shad in the first chunk of today's daf. B'roishon, these two Mahalchim are Rashi and Tosfos. We're going to deviate from what we usually do, and that is we're going to learn the Sugya B'shitas Tosfos, which is also the Mahalach of the Meiri and the Rajm and the Ran. So it seems to be the Ikka Mahalach and the Rishonim. The reason is it's an easier Mahalach. Additionally, Tosfos asks a lot of obvious kashas to Rashi. So if you're going to sit down and learn the Gemara, Rashi, think, number one, it's a hard upshot, and number two, you're going to inevitably be bothered with some of the Tosfos kasha. So we'll learn the Gemara with Tosfos, and then afterwards we'll mention, I'll call upon him, a shout out, what exactly the Mahalach of Rashi is. But either way, so Rav Ami turned to Rav Chiya bar Abba and he said, why did Rav Yochanan only clarify his shaila whether katan is yesh loy machshava or ein loy machshava? He should have cleared a second shaila, and that is, does he have maisa or does he not have maisa? So what's the difference? Katan yesh le machshava, ein le machshava means, to the extent that he tells you he had a machshava, where machshava is required, is his machshava considered good or is it not considered good? Maisa would mean where the katan is telling you he had a machshava, but you don't just have to take him at his word. You can look at his maisa, and based on the maisa that he did, it's abundantly obvious and evident that what he's telling you is the truth. So it's not just that the katan is telling you he had a machshava, but rather the katan is behaving in a certain way where it seems to scream from the rooftops that he had the machshava. And as we'll see in a second, it's a mefurish mishnah masechtas kelim that when we deal with inyanim of machshava, there's a maila where you see the machshava and a maisa versus where you don't see the machshava and the maisa. So Rav Ami turns Rav Chiya bar Abba, he says, Rav Yechon wanted to know whether the katan has machshava, doesn't have machshava. It's interesting. He didn't clear whether he has maisa, doesn't have maisa. As far as I'm concerned, if you're going to learn up to sugya good of machshav and maisa and apply it to katan, so just like he has a suffix whether katan is yesh machshav, he should have a shayla of whether a katan has a maisa. And Rav Ami continued. He says, I know why Rabbi Yochanan didn't ask the question whether katan has maisa. Maisha, maisa, the likim b'ayilei. Why did he not declare the question as it relates to maisa? The Tanan, because it's a mafurisha mishnah. Where's the mishnah? In Masechtas Kelim. And what does the mishnah say? Yesh lahem maisa. Well, if that's the case, that same mishnah Masechtas Kelim says something with regards to machshav as well. Machshav, not only he shouldn't declare the shayla with regards to machshav. And the reason is the Tanan de Zabel Mishnah says, Ein lehem machshav. So what's this Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim where it says, Mefurish, Yesh lehem maisa, and Ein lehem machshav at the Tanan? We learned in a Mishnah. So the background to this is that we know that even though there's a parish of Tumah, not everything is Mekambal Tumah, right? So people could become Tameh, Eichlun Mashkin could become Tameh, Kalim can become Tame. So the mission over there discusses ha'aloin, v'harimoin, v'ha Egois, these are different types of nuts and fruits. Shechakukam, they have a shell. And Tinoikis went and took out the inside of it to create a little bit of a keli, right? So think of a walnut, and you take out the inside, you take out the pre. So now what you're left with is this little shell. So in the event that Tinoikis went ahead and did that, and the purpose was lamud behen afar, right? The machshava of the cotton is because he wanted to be able to measure afar, right? He's trying to collect afar, he's playing in the sandbox, literally, and he wants to know how much afar he has. Like this, he carves out for himself this little keli. Well, the reason he did it is because he was making a kaf maznayim, right? Think of Chodesh Elul. So the old school kaf maznayim. The bottom line is, timeim, the halacha is, mipnei sheyesh lehem machshava. So these things are now going to be ra'i lekabel toma, and the reason is because the Katan has Maisa, not Machshava, Maisa, and being that he has Maisa over here, the Maisa is Mechiach, that he's making a Keli. Oh, you do a Maisa, that's Mechiach, you're making a Keli. So for sure, it's going to be considered a Maisa. But at the same time, he doesn't have Machshava. What does that mean? In the event that he would see this Egois, for example, and he would have a Machshava to go ahead and do that, it wouldn't be okay. Now that's in contrast to a Gadol. If a Gadol would have a Machshava to turn something into a Keli, that in and of itself would be enough for it to be considered a Keli, now it would be Royal the Kabbalah Tumah. But a Katan is Ein Lai Machshava. But despite the fact that a Katan is Ein Lai Machshava, he is Yesh Lai Maisa. The bottom line is, it seems to be a Mefurisha Mishnah that a Katan is Ein Lai Machshava. Forget about Das and Ratzin. He doesn't even have that little bit of Machshava that you would need in order to render something a Keli so that it would be Royal the Kabbalah Tumah. But at the same time, if he does a Maisa, oh, the Maisa that screams that he's having the machshava, so now Betziruf with the maisa, then the halach is it is going to be okay. So Rav Ami turns to Rav Chiya Rabba. He says Rav Yochanan clear the shayla whether cotton is yesh le machshava ein le machshava. He didn't clear whether it's yesh le maisa or ein le maisa. You know what it sounds to me? It sounds to me like he knew the Mishnah, but almost only knew half of the Mishnah. Didn't know the other half of the Mishnah, because if he doesn't know the Mishnah in Kalim at all, so just like he's clearing whether he's Yeshua Machshav, Ein Lamachshav, he should clear whether he's Yeshua Maisa, Ein Lamaisa. And if he does know the Mishnah, and that's not why he's not clearing whether he's Yeshua Maisa, Ein Lamaisa, well then, he shouldn't be clearing whether he's Yeshua Machshav or Ein Lamachshav, says the Gemara, Amalei. So Rab Chiya Bar Abba responded to Rab Ami, and he told him as follows, Machshav, great, this all like coming by, you're 100% right. Rabbi Yechon knew the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. That's why he didn't clear the Shaila whether cotton is Yeshua Maisa, Ein Lamaisa. And by the way, when he cleared the Shaila whether cotton is Yeshua Machshav, Ein Lamachshav, he wasn't talking about whether he's Shaykh to a Machshav, great, so where all it is, he's telling you, I had a Machshav. In that situation, there's no shayla. It's a mefurish mishnah. Okay, keep coming by. What was his shayla? Where machshavtoi is nikeres mitoich maisav. And the way Tosfos explains this is where he did a maisa, which is a little bit moichiach, his machshava. So it's not the case of yeshloi maisa, where you see the tinoikis is going, he's in the sandbox, and he's taking the shell of the walnut, and he's making this little keli, lamud behen afar. Or you see clearly he has a maznayim, and he's looking to have a clay kibble, and he's working on it. That maisa for sure he has, because that maisa screams machshava. And if all it would be is, he tells you, I had a machshava, but there was zero maisa, that's pasha wouldn't work either. And Rabbi Yochanan knew those were Mefurish and Mishnayis. Rabbi Yochanan, however, learned the Mishnah in Kalim. He cleared the Shaila on the Mishnah in Kalim. And he said, what would be if it's in between? What would be where it's not just a Machshava, it's a Maisa, but it's not Muchach. But at the same time, Machshavas Nikeres Mitech Maisa. It's a little bit nicker. Keep going. What would be an example of this? So the example, and this is why Rashi started off the sugya talking about a case of Shechitas Kachem, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, Katan yesh le machshava, ein le machshava. And Rashi could have picked a lot of different applications to this halacha. And what did Rashi do? He said, the application is going to be Shechitas Kachem. Why did Rashi say that? Because Rashi learned the Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara. And here the Gemara goes, and the Gemara fleshes out, now with this newfound understanding, in a more nuanced way, what Rabbi Yochanan Shaila was. So this was the Chakir. Going to have a Kaimel, Eidu Bedarin. So there was a Katan. He, cheresh, shoita, well, katan, that's the words of Rabbi Yochanan, and he's in the Azara, and the animal that he was shechting was a carbon oila, and the oila was in Durham, and we know Kachi Kedashim Shechitas in Betzofen, Vasyu Betzofen, and he brought it to Tzofen, Vishachta, and he shechted it over there. My Rabbi Yochanan wanted to know what would be the halacha over there. Meaning, over here, there's some level of hoichacha. There's some level of Eichacha that the reason he's bringing it from Darim to Tzafin is because he understands that he's bringing a carbon oila. So when he tells you, had a machshava l'shma, it certainly sounds like it's the case. But it's not Muchach. Why is it not Muchach? So the Gemara explains. Do you say, midasi b'tzafin v'shachta ichavimah? It certainly sounds like that's what's going on. Or maybe he was a little bit too busy in Darim, and that's why he brought it over to Tzafin. But the bottom line is, it's a situation where it's machshavta and nikeres, but it's not 100% muchach because you could always tighten it up a little bit different way. That was Rabbi Yochanan's shot. So Rabbi Yochanan knew that a cotton sailor machshav a great, so he knew that he's yesh loy maisa where it's 100% muchach. What he wanted to know is what would be where it's machshav and he cares b'teich maisav where it's only a little bit nicker. What would be a case where the cotton is not just shechting you, he's telling you he did it lishma, an oila l'shem oila, but he took the oila from Dar and he brought it to Tzofen. That's a maisa, that's mechiach a little bit, that he chaps, he's dealing with a carbon oil over here. So it's supporting what he's suggesting, and that is that he's doing it with the proper machshava of l'shma, but it's not muchach, because maybe he brought it from Dar to oila to Tzofen, simply because there just wasn't enough room in Dar. But the Gemara says, Honami, Amr Rabbi Yechon and Chathasimra. No, niach, this could be what Rabbi Yechon and Shail was. Right, it's a nice pirish in Rabbi Yochanan Zibaya by Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud, Rabbi Chibar Abba. But at the end of the day, I still have a little bit of a problem, says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yochanan once addressed this very case. And if Rabbi Yochanan once addressed this case, so it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yochanan addressed it, and now he's addressing it again, and it's even worse than that. Because as we'll see, when Rabbi Yochanan addressed it, he picked sides. He didn't have anybody. So here Rabbi Yochanan knows for sure what it is, and here Rabbi Yochanan is not sure about it. So what's this other place Rabbi Yochanan addressed the Talmud into the Mishnah? And the background to this Mishnah is Mesechtes Machshirim. In fact, this is Mesechtes Machshirim, Perek Vav Mishnah. We know that in order for Eichlin to become Tomei, they have to be Huchshel L'Kabel Tumah. How does it become Huchshel L'Kabel Tumah? So one of the Mashkins have to fall on the Peri, and it has to be Nichale to the owner of the Peri that the mashkin went on it. So either the owner put the mashkin on it, or it was raining, he saw it, then he was like, wow, I'm so happy, my fruit are getting wet. Then, if one of the Shmoyne Shrotzen would fall on it afterwards, if some tumma would come in contact with it, we would say it's Huchshel L'Kabel Tumah. That's the background that we need to understand this Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Milo Peiros of the Gag, if somebody had Peiros inside his house and he was bringing it up to the roof, and the reason he did it was Mepnei HaKinimo. Rashi says because there were Kinim there, right, of the Makis fame, the Tzach HaDash Ba'achav. So he's taking the Peiros, he's bringing it up to the roof simply because he's trying to get it away from the kinim. Yard aleim tal, and then all of a sudden dew fell on it. Einam b'chiyutan. So it's not considered as if he put it on it. Einam b'chiyutan means it's not muchshel l'kabel tumah. Im nischavin l'kach. If, however, he had kavana, harein b'chiyutan. Right, as long as he had kavana, so that in of itself is going to be okay. And Rashi says it doesn't matter when he had the kavana. Doesn't matter if he had the kavana while he was bringing it up, or he brought it up b'pnei hakin. Him. But it was only afterwards that in of itself would be fine. Hell, Cheresheit of a cotton. What would be if a Cheresheit of a cotton brought it up? So Afal Pishen is Chavnu L'Kach. Even if they had Kavana after the fact. So we're talking about with the Cheresheit of a cotton brought it up Mepnei Akinim. Didn't bring it up because they wanted the dew to fall on top of it. But rather Mepnei Akinim. And then afterwards they had the Kavana. Ain't a B'chiyutan, it's not going to be Kiyutan. And the reason is Mepnei Sheyesh Lehem Maisa Ve'ein Lehem Machshava. It's Mamish this point. Yesh Lehem Maisa. So to the extent that the Machshava is nicker in the Maisa, so then, yeah, Yesh Lehem Maisa, but if when they did the Maisa, they were clearly not doing it for that reason. Fakir, it was nicker, they were doing it at Pnei Akinim, and then afterwards they had a Machshava, they don't have a Machshava. This Mishnah over here, Machshirin, is Matim with the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Again, these are very obscure halachas. But the Tzad HaShava is, a cotton doesn't have Machshava, yet a cotton has Maisa. Either way, enters Rabbi Yechon. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and said, Loishanu, this that we say, that if a cotton afterwards would have a Machshava, it wouldn't be okay, einam b'chayutam, because the katan is less le machshava, which again has a makar in another mishnah as well, a mishnah in Meseches Kelim, but that's only true elo shalo hipach behen. If the katan didn't do anything, he wasn't even mahapach the peiros, he didn't flip it this way, flip it that way, aval hipach behen. But if he was mahapach them, hareza b'chayutam, at that point it would be b'chayutam. What's the reason? Because once he's mahapach it a little bit, at that point there's some level of eichacha that it's nichale that he wants the dew to fall on it, right? What does it mean he's being mahapach? Just visualize it. The visualization is that the dew is falling on this side, right? If you're grilling something, so then you flip it around. You take the burger, you flip it this way, you flip it that way. So I want the dew to come to this side, I want the dew to come to that side. There's a hechacha. Now, Taisa speaks out, it's not muchach 100%. Because it could be the reason he's being mahapach, it is for some other reason. But the bottom line is that being that there is some level of hechacha, Rabbi Yochanan said, hareza b'chayutan, that in and of itself would be okay. So Freit the Gemara Kasha, here Rabbi Yochanan said, and the Gemara explained, what is Yesh Machshava, Ein Machshava? We know a cotton is Ein Machshava, and we know it's Yesh Maisa. So what exactly is the suffix? We're Machshavta is Nikaris Matech Maisa, which again, Shitas Toisvis is, so what does that mean? Where there's a Haychacha, but not a Haychacha, the Gamri, and Rabbi Yochanan seemed to be stumped. He didn't know. Rabbi Yochanan said Mefurish, in a very similar case, not Kalim, where the Machshava is Negei, is it a Kali or is it not a Kali, but rather Machshir, where the Machshava is Negei, is a Mukhshir. Very similar, by the way, right? Because a keli is mukhsha l'kabel tomo when it's a keli, and oichlin a mukhsha l'kabel tomo when one of the seven mash can fall on it. But the bottom line is, here Rabbi Yochanan said, of course, it's mamish the same sugya. So what's going on over here is Rabbi Yochanan is sopik, or does Rabbi Yochanan know for sure exactly what the halach is? The Gemara says, hachi kami bayale. You have to say that Rabbi Yochanan's sopik was the iraisa. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan was certain that on some level, there's a concept of a katan having a machshavta nikeres mitoich ma'isav. There's no question about that. But he had it said that maybe that's only a chumra ba'alma. And if it's only a chumra ba'alma, then it's something that would only work when you're being mach. If, however, you're being meikel, then b'chai gavna, maybe not. So it's true. Rabbi Yochanan knew that to be machsher, the peiros l'kabel tuma, machshavta nikeres b'teich ma'isav, that in-between level, that certainly would be okay. But Rabbi Yochanan still didn't know for sure whether or not a cotton shchita is going to be considered a good shchita, and that we would assume that his machshava of oyla l'shem oyla would be a good machshava of oyla l'shem oyla, and it's for that reason he was masuk. Meaning, if it's a da'iraisa digadin, right, just taicha the gemar, then avada goes bein lahaka bein lahachma. If it's a da'rabanan digadin, then it would only work l'chumra, but over here you would also have to go l'chumra. So the two Rabbi Yochanans are the same Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan knows when you're going l'chumra, this is the way it is. His whole suffix is when you're going l'kula, which by the way just sheds a little more light on the tzimbaishpil of the Gemara, right? Boy, Rabbi Yochanan, cutting yesh le machshava, ein le machshava, can come up with so many cases. Yeah, but you also have to come up with a case now where you're going lakula, right? You have to come up with a case lakula, because at the end of the day, in essence, that was really Rabbi Yochanan shayla. Either way, what we just learned is the first version of this discussion. You knew this was coming. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak masni hachi. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak had a whole different nusach of the aforementioned. He said, Rabbi the Talmud Rabbi Yochanan walked into Beis Medrash and he said, boy, Rabbi Yochanan had anybody cut yesh le ma'isa. That's a pretty obvious difference between this version and the previous version. In the previous version, the question was Yesh Machshava, Ein Machshava. Over here, it's Yesh Lemaisa, Ein Lemaisa. Amri Rav Ami. Again, it's the same Rav Ami. He turned to Rav Chiya Barabba and he told him, "Tiboy Lemachshava." He said, "Why are you only clearing Yesh Lemaisa, Ein Lemaisa? Why did you also clear whether Yesh Lemachshava, Ein Lemachshava?" And he said, "I know probably why. Yesh Lemachshava, the Lord coming by the Tanan, Ein Lemachshava. Well, Maisa Nami Loi Tiboy Le the Tanan, Yesh Lemaisa. So what's going on over here?" So in the first version, what does Rabbi Chiya Barabba say? The question was where it's not Maisa, it's not Machshava, it's Machshavtoi Nikeres B'Teich Maisa, where it's that in-between state. But in the second version, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Barabba said, Hochi Kami Boyle. Let me tell you what Rabbi Yochanan Shaila was. The Eraisa Oid Rabbanon. His Shaila was whether when we say that a Kotan is Yeshloi Maisa, is it Mid the Eraisa? Or is it only midrabanan? Meaning, could we assume on his that his ma'isa is good only lechumra, like in the case of the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, or do we assume he's Yesh Loi Maisa, even in a case where it's going to be Le Kula? Says the Gemara, Upashale, and he was Poshit, Yesh Lohem Maisa. In this version, we actually have the resolution that he's Yesh Loi Maisa, Va'afilu Midei Raisa, even Midei Raisa, Ein Lohem Machshava, he doesn't have Machshava, Va'afilu Midei Rabbana. So, Yesh Loi Maisa always, doesn't matter if it's the Raisa the Rabbanon, Ein Lei Machshava always, meaning you don't even have to be Machmer. No, Ein Lei Machshava, Afilu Midei Rabbanon. What about if it's in that in-between stage? So in the second Lishna of the Gemara, that wasn't the Shaila, but at the same time, there is a Psax, you have to know what you do. Machshavti Nikeres Mitoich Maisav, Midei Raisa, Ein Lei Midei Rabbanon, Yesh Lei, which, by the way, was one of the, which was essentially the Shaila of Rabbi Yochanan in the first Lishna of the Gemara. So the bottom line is, not the easiest half a daf, but Amr Rabchi Barabba, by Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan had this big Shaila as it relates to a Katan and Machshava. And again, we started off with Ramei Simcha, Katan and Machshava, Katan never has Das, Katan never has Rotzin, a Katan's not a Bar Kinyan. So what's going on over here? Says Ramei Simcha, there's a chilik between Das and Rotzin and Machshava and Kavan. By the way, this is the second time we're speaking at Ramei Simcha. We didn't even attempt to explain it. We'll leave that for the London. But the bottom line is, says Ramei Simcha, this is a different sugya. This is a sugya of Machshava and Kavan. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yechanan had this grace question, and we have two nuschois in what exactly the question was. In the first nusach, he was clarifying whether a katan is yesh loy machshava in loy machshava, where it's machshavtoi nikeres b'teich ma'isav, and really his clair is coming from a Mishnah Kelim and a Mishnah Machshirim, where it's mavur that a katan is in loy machshava greidasa, yesh loy ma'isa greidasa. So he wants to know what would it be in the in-between stage. And by the way, Rabbi Yochanan knows for sure that l'chumra, we're going to say that in that in-between stage, he's going to be considered to be a yesh loy machshava. But he wants to know, is that only midrabbana, or is it even midday raisa, l'bainaf mean if you can work at the kula? What would be an example? What's the beispiel of our sugya? It would be if a katan is shechting kachim and he's taking the animal from darim to tzafin. So it's a little bit muchach mi maisav that he chaps what's going on over here. Therefore, we can give it the benefit of the doubt and we can give a chashivus, not just the benefit of the doubt, we give a chashivus to his machshava, and as a result, his machshava would be considered, a machshava das would be considered the shechit was on l'shmana. In the second nusach, the Ibaya was actually not Yesh Lei Machshava, Ein Lei Machshava, but rather Yesh Lei Maisa or Ein Lei Maisa, and it means Maisa, 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 the real deal Maisa. Isn't that a Mefurish Mishnah in Kalim? Maybe that's only Midrabanan. Maybe it's not Midrash. Lamai Nafkamina, if it's Midrabanan, then it only works to Chumra, like in that Mishnah. If it's Midrash, it would work Lekula as well. Either way, these were the two Lishoinis of what the Shaila was. At the end of the day, in the second Lishna, the Gemara came out with the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch was, Yesh Lehem Maisa Afilu Midei Raisa, Ein Lehem Machshava Afilu Midei Rabbanon, and if Machshavta is Nikeres Miteich Maisav, then Midei Raisa Ein Lehem Midei Rabbanon Yesh Lehem. And if you look, there's a Dalet and a Hey and a Vav next to these words of Gemara, which means that if you look at the Rambam Paskins, this Shulchan Aruch that the Gemara lays out in the second Lishna of this Gemara. Now, there's a little bit of a postscript to this Gemara. Boi mine Shmuel mei Rav Huna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna the following question. Minay la mesasik bekachim shu pasal. How do you know that if somebody is mesasik bekachim, that it's pasal? Meaning, if somebody shechted kachim, but he didn't even realize he was shechting. So, what did he think he was doing? I don't know. He's playing with knives, right? Bad boy, but that's what he's doing. So, in the event that somebody would go and he'd be misasib bekotch, and it just turns out, right, he got it ricocheted, like the case that we had at the end of yesterday's daf. So how do you know it's possible? Shenema v'shachat es ben habakar, and we learn from there, shetei shchita l'shem bakar. Now this, by the way, is in contrast to what we saw in the end of yesterday's daf, where there was a machlokes from Nosin and the Chacham, and where the shchita's bay kavana, shchita's loy bay kavana, and the Gemara therefore said that there is an idea, according to Rab Nosson, that if someone is Zorah Sakin, Lenoyatza Bekoisel, Vahalach Veshachta, it would be okay. That's all true when you're learning Chulin. But when you're dealing with Kachem over here, Kachem is different, and it's based on a limud. Veshachta has been a bakar, Shetei Shchita L'Shem Bakar. Amaloi. So the Gemara says that when Rav Huna told us to Shmuel, he said, Zubi Odenuhi. Now we knew this. You think I would ask you the Shiloh? What I wanted to know was La'akim Inayin. How do you know it's Ma'akiv? And he told him back, I'll tell you how you know it's Ma'akiv. Right? In order for it to be Ma'akiv, you have to have it a second. in time, because in Kachem that's the rule. Whatever it says once is lechatchil, whatever it says twice is shina kasav l'akiv. So he told him, it says l'rtsoinchem tizbachu, and we learn from there l'daitchem zvuchu, that it has to be l'odas. So you have sai v'shachad as ben abakar shchita l'shem bakar, and sai l'rtsoinchem tizbachu l'daitchem zvuchu. From there you learn shina kasav l'akiv, that this is something that's giving ma'akiv. This gemara sounds familiar. Is the last Gemara Masechtas Menachos. For those that were Messiah Masechtas Menachos, these were literally the words that were mentioned in the Hadron. We said we were going to speak out Shitas Rashi, but we said Beli Neder. We're going to go weiter. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shchitas Oyveit Koychavim Nevela Umetam Bemasa. A one-line Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that's Miyot Takamos, but it's Reiv Ha'echas. One of the Mishnah is a Maseches Chulin. So Shchita Savi Kechavim. The Shchita of a Goy is Nevela. Umetame B'masa. And not just that, it's the real deal Nevela. A Nevela is Metame B'masa. That means if somebody carries a Nevela, even if he didn't touch it, the halacha is, he is going to become Tameh. That's one of the uniquenesses of Nevela and its Tumah. When a Goy Shechts, it's not just Nevela with regards to you can't eat it, but it's Metame B'masa. It has the whole Tumah V'Taira component with the Ganze Chomer, that it not only if somebody touches it, but it's something that's going to be Tameh Afilo B'masa. So again, the Masechta began, Hakol Shoichten U'Shchitas and Gshera. And in that Hakko, we will marba a lot of people, right? We will marba a Tameh, we will marba a Kuti, we were marba a Mummer, we will marba a Mumcha, Afal Pishenim Muchsek and a Muchsek Afal. The Mishnah itself says a chereshoit v'katan, as long as it's b'diavad and achir aroy noison, shchitasen is going to be kshera. Zok the tzveite Mishnah in Chulin, that shchitas oivik echavim nevelo metame b'masa. That as it relates to a guy, I hope this ends the conversation. Shchitas oivik echavim nevelo, not just nevelo metame b'masa. Zok the Gemara. Nevela in Isra Nala. It sounds like that when a guy shechts, it's nevela. Okay. What could be worse than a veil? I'll tell you what. It could be even aser behana, says the Gemara. Man Tana. Who must the Tana be that holds that it's not aser behana? All it is a veil. I'm Rabbi Chibar Abba. I'm Rabbi Yoichan. The like Rabbi Eliezer. The like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer. Because it's Rabbi Eliezer. Ha'amar. He said, Stam machshev es oivik hachavim, lavoy des hachavim. That when a guy shechts, we assume he's shechting lavoy des zara. If that's the case, this animal would be tikrevis avay des zara. And tikrevis avay des zara, we know, is aser behana. So from the fact that we're only treating it as nevela, which is mutter behana, and we're not making it even more chomer than that, and we're saying that it's tikrevis avay des zara, oh, must be the Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, which, by the way, is fine, because we know Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, we usually don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, right? All the masis and delois were not created equally. So for example, when a Gemara says masis like Rameir, whoa, Stamish is Rameir, this is a little bit of a chiddush. If it says masis like Rabbi Yehuda, I hear it's like Rabbi Yehuda, you don't expect the Mishnah to necessarily be like Rabbi Yehuda. Masis like Rabbi Eliezer is almost pshita. But the bottom line is, masis and delois Rabbi Eliezer, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, shchitas avikachavim is not nevela, shchitas avikachavim is actually be asavana. Rav Ami Amar, Rav Asmi made the same dik, but he doubled down on it. He said, hachik tani. Shchitas oivik echavim nevela. And there's no question, it's mavur from here, that all it is nevela, and it's not asabana, umasis and like Rabbi Eliezer. But I think the reason the Mishnah said shchitas oivik echavim nevela wasn't just to tell me that it's going to like Rabbi Eliezer. It wanted to tell me another chiddush. Right, the like Rabbi Eliezer we just said is pshita. So Rav Ami is saying that I think there's another dig to be had over here, and that is that shchitas oivik echavim is nevela. Emphasis on oivik echavim. Had the min, but if you would have a yid, that's a min, and he's a min that went ahead and he shechted. So then already we would assume that he's shechting la'avoidas kechavim, and then a taka wouldn't just be nevela, but rather then it would be asa bahanan. Says the Gemara, the way Rav Ami is learning the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is saying dafke shchitas oivik kechavim nevela, as opposed to shchitas min, that's even asa bahana. Tanina la the Tanu Rabbanan, this supports something that's mefurish in a braisa. Shchitas min la'avoidas kechavim. The shchit of a min is considered to be lavi this kechavim, meaning it's also bano. Pitoi his bread, paskuti. Yenoi his wine, yayanesech. Svarav his svarim, sifrei koismin. These are like the svarim of the sorcerers, bad stuff. Peirois of his peiris, tfalim, atevel. He's obviously not pecheskas, you know, chavir that he's mafet shumas amaisiv. Yeshayim, and some say av bon of mamzerim, that even his children are mamzerim. Why would his children be mamzerim? Because we don't even trust his wife that she's not being nival of the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that we throw the whole book at him, right? His shchita is the shchita of Avodah Zarah, his pas is paskuti, his wine is yayin nesach, his farma sifrei koismin, his peris hatevel, but it doesn't hold the bana mamzerim. It's yesh oimrin that the bana mamzerim. So what does the Tana Kama hold? Because ishtolei mafker, azoivayit, he's not going to be mafker his wife, and it's for that reason, azoivayit not. But the bottom line is, this is clearly tanina lehadu tanu rabbanon, and that is that shchitas min is la avoidas kaychama. So the first part of the Gemara's analysis of this short Mishnah was the Mishnah said shchitas over kaychavim nevela. Nevela in Isser Hanaloi. There were two girsois in what the takeaway is. One takeaway is the Leiker Rabbi Eliezer. You see that all it is nevela. I mean, you think nevela is the worst thing in the world, believe it or not. It could get worse. It could be Avodah Zarah. And what the Mishnah is saying is almost like with a koyach that teira. Shechita savi kechavim, all it is neveila. Right? That's like the nusach, how you have to say it, the niggin. But what the Mishnah is essentially telling me is like Rabbi Eliezer. The second version of what the diak is that shechita savi kechavim neveila, yeah, for sure, and not asabana. But there's another emphasis over here, and that is shechita savi kechavim is only neveva. But when it comes to a min, then already it's going to be more chomer, and that's something that's mefurish in a braisa. I saw that the Rishonim say, what's the basis for the diak? Right? It sounds like we're even getting into a nuanced way, a little bit of a diak. Because really, grammatically speaking, what the Mishnah should have said was, shechita savi kechavim psula. Right? Just to be clear. Shechita savi kechavim is describing the verb, the action. We're discussing the shechita. A shechita is not neveva. The buster that comes about from a bad shchita would be nevela. Shchitas over kechavim really should have been psula. Now, what's psula? Ask your local rabbi. But what it should have said was psula. So really, the whole word nevela is out of place. And it's for that reason, it was muchach to the Amoraim that there's some diak that's meant to be had over here. And the diak that's meant to be had is that it's only nevela as opposed to the krevus of kechav masis like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rav Ami Taina is, I'm not even happy with that, because maybe like we said, what, masis like Rabbi Eliezer? You're gonna rearrange the words to tell me not that chiddush? Why would you think that that's the halacha? I think fakir, what we want you to know is that it's davka the shechitas of kechavim that's ultimately being available. Hadamin, that's a very important halacha. That's already something that is going to be worse than that. That's going to be real avodah zarah. Zok the Gemara, amar shechitas of kechavim available. Fake the Gemara, v'necho shema minhu. This is a bomb kasha. We just said that an ovik kechavim that shecht, all it is nevela. It's not asa bahana. But at the same time, in the event that you have a Yisrael that's a min that shecht, at that point it's going to be Muhammad than that. It's going to be treated like Avodah Zarah. Freik the Gemara, every single Oved Kechavim, isn't he at the very least like a Sofik min? I mean, you think he's even a Vadai min. So if a min is Muhammad than an Oved Kechavim, and every Oved Kechavim is a min, so then, it doesn't make any sense. So how can it be that shchitas over kechavim is only nevela, shchitas min is worse than that? L'chayre, every over kechavim, we should be chayish, maybe he's a min. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, ein minim ba'umois over the kechavim. There's no such thing as a min when it comes to over kechavim. Afraid the Gemara, what? V'kochazinon de'eka. It says the Gemara, Ema ein roiv oiv de kechavim minim. Most of the oiv de kechavim were not minim. And being that you have a right to go baser roiv, sichul in your aleph, so it's for that reason, you don't have to worry about this. Says the Gemara, what does that even mean? What roiv oiv de kechavim were not minim? Savadok yot, Amr Rabchi Barab, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Nachrim shebe chutzlar, it's lav oiv de avoidas kechavim heim. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Nachrim and chutzlar were not real oiv de avoidas kechavim, ele minig avisayim b'yadayim. There was a Yerida Sadairis in the world of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, listen, they grew up a certain way. And they just followed in the footsteps of their illustrious yichas. But the bottom line is, Balashin Saginar, that is. But the bottom line is that they weren't real Avodah Zarah. And as a result, this whole concept of min is really something that's only Negeya Yid. It's not Negeya an Avodah Kechavim. Now, if you had an Avodah Kechavim that you knew was a min, so yeah, then he's Takalei Gara. But as it relates to a kasha of Venecho Shema Minu, that in of itself is not a kasha. Amrav Yosin Bar Minyumi, Amrav Nachman. Ein minim ba'umois Avodah Kechavim. There's no such thing as the concept of a min when it comes to the Ovdei Kechavim. Says the Gemara Lamar, with regards to what halacha you're discussing, do you mean with regards to Shechita? Hashe Shechita's min the Yisrael Amrit Asiro. The Ovdei Kechavim Mibaya? It can't mean. I mean, you can't tell me there's no such concept of a min when it comes to Ovdei Kechavim. You want to tell me Nachayish Shem a minhu, that I have no problem with. Because Roiv, because it's only Minig Aviseyim Biyadeh. But to tell me that even if you know for sure he's a Galach, he's a fighting a min, you tell me he's not a min, it doesn't make any sense. If a Yisroel could be a min, why can't a guy be a min? Can't be. Elo, says the Gemara, let me read it. Maybe it's the Gevah Lach of my reading. So this is old school, of course, but once upon a time, there was a concept that if somebody saw a min, this is a real troublemaker, and you had an opportunity to be murdered him into the bar, so this was something that you were allowed to do, a sugi in Avodah Zarah, right? This is one of the censored sugis. But the bottom line is, there was a concept of my reading. So maybe that's what Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi was saying over in the name of the great Rav Nachman. That you don't have the din, my reading, which is a halach in Hilchis, but the Gemara says, "Hashat Yisrael Meirin, if Yechavim Mibaya, it can't be. If Yisrael Min you would be Meirin, then for sure you'd have a din Meirin, right? The life of the Yid is so. There's no question in the world that can't be the Peshad either. Amar Avukar Bar Chamos, Avukar Bar Chamos said, I'm going to tell you what it means. Lekabu Mehem Karbin, it's Negeya to accept a carbon from Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. It says Adam ki yakriv miken carbon. And by the way, if these next few lines of Gemara sound familiar, we just learned them together a few days ago. So Adam ki yakriv miken from miken. We learned v'loy kulchem v'hoytzias hamumer that a mumer is not allowed to bring a carbon. Right? This is right in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. It's talking about an oilas nedav in a dava, and it says miken v'loy kulchem a mumer can't bring an oilas and dava. And the fact that it says miken, we also learn b'chem chilakti v'loy v'loyvdei kechavim that it's tavka by a yid. We make this distinction between a mumer and a not a mumer. When it comes to Ovdei Kechavim, there already we don't make that distinction. The Gemara says, Mimai, Dilma Hachi Kamar. Maybe what the Pasuk is saying is, Mi Israel, Mi Tzadiki Kabel, Mirshi Loisa Kabel. From a yid, you should take from the good ones, not the bad ones, right? Lamute the mumer. Avomi Ovdei Kechavim, Klal Klalai. But when it comes to Ovdei Kechavim, you shouldn't take it all. Mara says, that can't be Loisa Kadai. Time you learn to the price, Ish Matamalim, Ish. The rabbis Ovdei Kechavim, Shinoidin Nadav and Davis B'Yisrael. We learn from there that an Ovdei Kechavim is Noidin Nadav and Davis B'Yisrael. So being that we know that an Ovdei Kechavim is allowed to bring a Nadav and Nadav, we know he's allowed to bring a carbon. So it can't be that Mikem is coming to tell me that Ovdei Kechavim is out. We know an Ovdei Kechavim is in, we know Yisrael is in. Okay, so what's the point? In the parasha of Yisrael, it says Mikem. And here we have a mir at a mumer. But in the parasha of Kechavim, we don't have that mir. And that's how we know that a Yisrael mumer can't bring a carbon, but an Ovdei Kechavim mumer can bring a carbon. And that's where Rav Nachman meant when he said, Ey, minam umayis Ovdei Kechavim. He didn't mean with regards to Shechita, Avada, Galach, that Shech, it's the Kravis Lavi Dezara. He didn't mean it with regards to Meiridin, Avada, that it's going to be Meiridin. Just like it's Meiridin for Yisrael, it's going to be Meiridin for him as well. Rather, what did he mean? What he was referring to was in the event that a min Ovdei Kechavim wants to bring a carbon, whereas there's a din that we don't take a carbon from a Yisrael, that's a min, but from an Ovdei Kechavim min, him already we would take one more gemar. Umetambe b'masa. The Shechita of an Ovdei Kechavim is an Avela, and not only is it an Avela, it's even Metame B'masa. This is more Peshitta. Kimi Nevela, Metame B'masa. What's the Chiddush? If it's an Avela, of course it's Metame B'masa. Omar Rava, Rava said, Hachik Tani. I'll tell you what the point is. Zu Metame B'masa. What the Mishnah is saying is Shechita of Ovdei Kechavim Avela, Metame B'masa. And Dafke, this Shechita of the Ovdei Kechavim, which is only an Avela, that is also only metame b'masa. Of a v'yesh la'acheres, there's another shechita, she metame afilu ba'oil. That's more tame. It's metame afilu ba'oil. Ve'ezo is the krevis avodas kechavim. It's the krevis avodas kechavim. So in the event that somebody would shecht la'avodas zara, so it would be even more chamer, then it would even be metame ba'oil. Uke Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and this makar, that the krevis avodas kechavim is metame ba'oil, is something Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said. The Gemara in a minute will bring what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said and what exactly his source was. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that you want to know why the Mishnah said metame b'masa. It's coming to teach me that zu metame b'masa, as opposed to the krevis of Eidus Kechavim, it's not metame b'masa. Over there, it's actually going to be metame b'oil. Ikud Amri, some said, Amar Rava, Rava said, Hachik Tani. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Zu metame b'masa. This metame b'masa. V'yesh locha cheresh hikazu. That's also shem metame b'masa. Ve'in metame b'oil. So the way you read the Mishnah is, whenever a goy shechs, it's always only metame b'masa. Not shchitas over kechavim is metame b'masa, as opposed to the shechita of a mumer, let's say, a koimer, where it's the shame of avodah zarah. No, shechitas ovikay chavim loishna hachi veloishna hachi benkach ubenkach. Right? In all the situations, it's only going to be metame b'masa, and the reason is because it's never metame b'oil. I didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say that what that the shechita of tikroivus avodah zarah chavim is metama be oil? Yes, with the like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. However, we're going to like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So who's this Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Right, the mission is either yeah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. But at the end of the day, what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say? So this is a Masechtas Avodah Zarah, famed Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I mean, not the Krebs Vidis Chomish, you mean Tamil Bail. I didn't know the Krebs Vidis Chomish, but Tamil Bail. Shanem at the Pasik says, Vayitzam do the Baal Pa'ar, Vayoichlu Zivche Mason. Right, the Yidden worship Baal Pa'ar, and they ate from Zivche Mason. And we learn from the juxtaposition of Baal Pa'ar, which is Avodah Zarah, and Zivche Mason, Ma Mason, Tamil Bail, just like a Mason is Metame ba'oil, right? Adam kiyamos ba'oil. After kreves avoidus kechavim metame ba'oil. The kreves avoidus kechavim is also metame ba'oil. But the bottom line is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is that the kreves avoidus kechavim is metame ba'oil. So when you talk about shchitas over the kechavim, it's not just a sugya of Tumas Masa. There's also a sugya of Tumas Oil in the world of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The reason the Mishnah said Matame b'masa is to address Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. In the first Lishna, Shechitas Oivet Koichavim, only a regular guy, as opposed to a min, as opposed to a koimer, as opposed to where it's the Kravis of Oivet Koichavim, then it's Matame b'masa, otherwise it'd be Matame b'ayot. In the second Lishna, if I care, all Shechitas Oivet Koichavim in every single situation is going to be Me tamer b'masa, and the reason is because it's really deloik Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So again, you start the Mishnah shechitas ovik kechavim nevela umetamer b'masa. This is what you expect Allah to be. Truth is, nevela is a whole sugya, and metamer b'masa is a whole sugya, because there's an idea of a shechitas ovik kechavim where you have to be chayish that maybe he's shechting l'shem avodah zarah, and to the extent that he's shechting l'avodah zarah, well then it's not just going to be nevela; it's actually going to be osibanot. It's going to be more chamor. Additionally, when you talk about the tumah, it's not necessarily going to be Tomei only Tumas Masa, as Chomer as Tumas Masa is, but it could be it's going to be even more Chomer than that. It's going to be Tumas Oil. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Exhale. So, the latter part of the Daf discusses the Shita of an Oivet Kechavim. And the Mishnah says, Shchitas Oivet Kechavim Nevela Umetabe Vemasa. Meaning, in the world of Hakol Shoichden, and all the people that are Nisrabo, and Lechatchilas and Bediyeveds, and maybe there's a benefit if there's, at the very least, a God Olamed Al-Gabov. But the Oivet Koichavim is in a class of his own. The Oivet Koichavim is excluded. Ad kedei kach, shchitas Oivet Koichavim, nevela, it's one shtick nevela, maybe even worse, kimavur, in the Sogya. What the Gemara didn't discuss at all is what is the source? What is the makar that shchitas ovik kechavim nevela? This is a very, very big, powerful line, and it's not mavur what the pshat in this is. An ovik kechavim is considered a bar das, he's considered a bar kavana. It's not like shchitas chulin has to be l'shma, where you can maybe shtotzu the sugyas of an ovik kechavim. When he does things, he operates, and he does it adaita denafshe. So really, it's not clear from the Gemara, why is it that shchitas ovik kechavim nevel? And being that the Gemara doesn't discuss it, so the Rishonim in Fashidina places came and they suggested Mekairis. Tosfos le'il on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, it's the second to last Tosfos on the Amud, Dibur HaMaschul, Kosovar Kutim Geri Arayasein, says Tosfos, and I quote, Ushchitasam Pesula. To the extent that you would hold that Kutim Ageri Arayas, that would mean a Kuti's a guy, and a Shchit would be possible. K'moisha Leiv the Kechavim. Just like the Shchit of an Leiv Kechavim. That's the Mishan Daf Yud Gimel Amud Av. Says Tosfos, and what is the Makar that the Shchit of an Leiv Kechavim is possible? Because the Pasuk says, V'zavachto Shlomim, V'achalto Shom, V'samach and from Vizamachta we learn Mashata Zevech at Oichel, right? You have to be Zevech in order to be able to eat. And Kaloy Marzok Toisvis, Oisai Shahu Bar Zvicha, Davka, someone that is a Bar Zvicha, someone that needs Vizavachta in order to be the Achalta, is the person that's able to Shech. La Fuke, Ovid Kechavim, Vaichel Veil Sahachis, as opposed to an Ovid Kechavim was allowed to eat Nevelis, he is going to be excluded. Either way, the Lashon of Toisvis is Ktsas Megumgam, but Toisvis says, that you want to know what the Makar is to the Mishnah that you give them out the Shchitz Levi Gechavim is Nevelo. It's because it says Vezavachto Shlomim Ve'achalta Sham. Tafka, someone that needs Vezavachto to be a Ve'achalta is considered to be a Bar Zvicha. But somebody that doesn't need Vezavachto in order to be Ve'achalta, he's going to be excluded. In other words, because a guy is not in the parish of Zvicha, when the Torah said Vezavachto Ve'achalta wasn't talking to him because he doesn't need to be a Vezavachto in order to be Ve'achalta, it's for that reason he's not someone that's able to shach. The Noi de Yehuda, in his very, very first tshuva of Shailos Tshuvas Noi de Yehuda Madur Tinyana. So this is Madur Tinyana, it's Erechayim, it's Simen Aleph. He was asked a Shaila with regards to what apparently was an issue where there was a certain shtot where there were ketanim that were writing tefillin. Ketanim. And the question of, is there any way to be machshir these tefillin, were presented to the Noi Debiuda. And Toich Dvarim, this tshuva, the Debiuda asks a bomber cash. And there's as follows. The Gemara says that a katan is not allowed to write tefillin. And the reason a katan is not allowed to write tefillin is because it says in the parish of tefillin, ukshartem, and then it says afterwards, uksaftam. And we learn from there, someone that's yeshnei bikshira is yeshnei bikshiva. But someone that's enei bikshira is enei bikshiva. In fact, the Mardchai, in his halachas ketanis, in the end of Hilchas tefillin, says that even a katan sheigia lechinuch, even such a katan, at the end of the day, being that chinuch is only a mitzvah the rabbanon, so midday raisa, he's still not a barak shira. So Zokta Mardchai, even such a katan would not be allowed to write tefillin. The Magen Avraham in Simen Lametes and Ilchas Tefillin brings the Mardchai, and the Magen Avraham says, I want to say even more than that. I hold that even if the katan was Higia L'chlal Shonim, he already had a bar mitzvah, he's 13 years old, but we don't know for sure whether he has Shtei Sairis, even though we know there's a Chazaka Derava, that once a boy turns 13, at that point he has Shtei Sairis, but Zokta Magen Avraham, we're only Soymich on the Chazaka Derava for Dine Derabanan, we're not Soymich for Dine Deraisa, so even as Zasor Koton slash Godel would not be allowed to go and be able to write film. But the bottom line is Halacha Revacha B'Yisrael, that Ukshartem Uksaftem, in order to be a Bar Ksiva, you have to be a Bar Kshira, and being that a Koton is not a Bar Kshira, even if he's a Gil Achinuch, even if he's a Gil Achalshonim, he's not going to be considered a Bar Ksiva, he won't be able to write. So the Noid of Yehuda in this Tshuva asked the Kushya Atzuma. He said that it's Mavur in the first parak of Masechtas Chulin that Shchitas Oivik Kechavim is Nevela. Why? Tosfos says in Chulin Daf Gimel Amid Beis, it's because it says Vazavachta Shlomim Vachalta. And being that a Oivik Kechav is not a Paris Vicha, it's for that reason he's not somebody that's allowed to Shecht. Said the Noid of Yehuda, it's also Mavur in the first parak of Masechtas Chulin that a Katan, Cheresh Oit of a Katan, in certain situations are allowed to Shecht. B'diyevet, Kishagod Olaymet Al Gabav, the Shechit is going to be a good Shechit. Freit the Noid of Yehuda, if it's Mavur in Hilchas Tefillin, that a Katan is not considered a Barak Shira. And why is a Katan not considered a Barak Shira? Because at the end of the day, he doesn't have a Chiv to put on Tefillin. And even if he's a Gil Echal Chinuch, I don't care. Even if it's a Gil Chal Shonim, I'm not even going to be Soymich on the Chazak of the Rava. L'maisno, he's not considered a Bar Kshira. So if he's not considered a Bar Kshira for Tefillin, he shouldn't be considered a Bar Zvicha as it relates to the Halachas of Shechita either. So if that's the case, the Din Shabit, Shechita's Chere, Shoyt of a Katam, being that they're not Bnei Zvicha, should be the Veil also. So how you talking when it comes to a Chere, Shoyt of a Katam, albeit Kishakad Olem Adagabav, as long as you know he's keeping the five Halachas of Moshe Mishina, we find the Shechita is going to be okay. But when it comes to an Ayvik Echavim, there it's Halacha Psuka, Shechita's Ayvik Echavim is going to be available because he's not a Bar Zvicha. You'll tell me that this chinuch, he's going to be a Bar Zvicha. You can tell me 100 reasons why you think there should be a chiluk between a katan and a veil, and they're all good reasons. But at the end of the day, there's a precedent. You see that in halacha, the katan is not a Bar Kshira. So if he's not a Bar Kshira, why is he a Bar Zvicha? And at first glance, said the Noi de Yehuda, this is a bombikasha. Says the Noi de Yehuda, there's a fundamental difference between tefillin and between shechita. And that is, tefillin is a mitzvah saseh, as opposed to shechita is a mitzvah loy saseh. What's the chilek? Zok to Noid B'Yehuda. The Gemara says, in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. This is a Gemara that we have to have in our bones. It says in the Torah, V'yisoichlum ki sheketzeim. This is in the parasha of Shrotzim. Not allowed to eat Shrotzim, why? Ki sheketzeim. And we darshan, it says, Lo yisoichlum, as if it said loisachilon lahazer agdoyva malaktanim, and it's coming to say that not only is a gadol not allowed to eat shrotzim, but a gadol is not even allowed to feed a katan shrotzim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, it says in the Torah, kol nefesh mikem lo yisoichal dam, in the parish of Achilas dam. And we learn from that pasuk, it's an extra pasuk, Rashi says, lahazer agdoy lamalaktanim, to teach me that not only is a gadol not allowed to eat dam, but you're not allowed to feed a katan dam either. A third braisa. It says in the Torah, emar elakoyhan b'nei aharim v'amarta aleim. Emar v'amarta lahazer agdoy lamalaktanim. It's coming to teach me that not only is a Koyin, that's a gadol nala be metame to a mace, but he has to make sure that his child is not going to be metame to a mace either. Says the Noda Behuda. The Gemara brings three braises that bring three drashas. One in the parish of Shrotzim, one in the parish of Achilas Dam, and the third time in the parish of Tumas Koyinim. That says that just like a gadol is muzer on those averos, so too a gadol is not let it go and facilitate for a katan to go and violate those averis as well. Says the Noda Behuda, it's pashat. That if you find this inyan of not giving a katan, an iser biyodayim, with regards to these three averis, it's going to be true for all averis. Now, the emissaries are going to tell me, is that the case? We know there's a halacha, shnei ksuvim aban ke'echad ein melamdin. And the Gemara says that even though there's a machloikis in shas, whether shnei ksuvim aban ke'echad ein melamdin or maybe melamdin, but everyone's maida when it's shloish ksuvim aban ke'echad ein melamdin. Abzakter, you did, that's not a kasha. You know why it's not a kasha? Because the Gemara is itself works through the exercise, and the Gemara says tzrichi, why I needed the three limud. Let's read the Gemara inside. The Gemara says yeshmin and shkatzim. Had I only had the limud of shkatzim, I would have told me from the isurim b'mashu. It has a chaymer, it's aseh b'mashu. Avol dam the ad ikur revius, it requires revius emaloi. V'yashmin and dam, I would have told me shum the ikur karis. Avol shrotzim emaloi. V'yashmin and hani tarti, I would have said me shum the isurim shavu bakol. Avol tumas koyim is only negayek. I would have thought koyanim shani. Bishum the Rebbe mitzvahs yisayris. They have all these different mitzvahs. Avol hani emaloi tzricha. Zokdinay the Gemara worked out every single nuance of why you need all three. And if we need all three, that means it's not shloisha ksuv ma'bon ke'echad. And therefore, it's pashit that if the Torah told me not once, not twice, but three times mitzriches is that there's a concept of lahazik gedolim alaktanim. That means when it comes to every single issa deiraisa in the world, you're going to have such a concept. Zokdinay the Yehuda by loy. Says you have the lav of loisachilum, and it's not only loisachilum; it's loisachilum. It's also the lav of kol nefesh michem loisoichal dam, and it's emor v'amarta. And by the way, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah loisachilum, so don't look for it. It says loisoichlum ki sheketzeim, but it's known in the welt as the lav of loisachilum. So when it comes to lavin, over there you have the lav of loisachilum, and being that you have the lav of loisachilum, and that's Negeya the katan. So Zoktanai the Behuda, the katan is going to be considered a bar zvicha. But when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to ksharitam, over there's no parsha of loisachilim, there's no aloch of lahazar agdoilam alaktanim. And being that there's no aloch over there of lahazar agdoilam alaktanim, Zoktanai the Behuda, that's why a katan goes down as being an inoi bar kshira. So as it relates to zvicha and the sugis of mesachta schulin, a cherishait of a katan, as long as there's a gadolimit al gabav and it's bidiyevin and you know that everything worked out, this shchita is going to be a good shchita. Aye, don't you have to be a bar zvicha? The katan is a bar zvicha. Why is the katan a bar zvicha? Because lahazik daylam alaktanim. As opposed to when it comes to ukshart and when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, over there there's no lahazik daylam alaktanim. And being that the katan himself doesn't have any chiyuv, even chinuch is only a mitzvah derabanan. So there you have the halacha that a katan can't write tefillin, the chiddush of the Magen Avraham, even if he's a gil lechlal shanim, but we don't know whether he brought sites, can't even be soimich, can't fall lozach on the chzok derava. But at the end of the day, that's why the katan is considered bar zvicha, said the Noda Behuda. But at the same time, the katan is not going to be considered a bar kshira. The truth is, this Noda Behuda is kamada mefurish shach. The shach is in Hilchas Shechita. It's Simen Aleph. It's if katan chav zayin. Just going to read the last two lines of the shach. The shach says, the zeu tema. The besimen beis oive kechavim enim etzov ala shechita kla. Oive kechavim can't shach. Mishnun chulin yud gimel amad aleph. Aval vaday, the katan mitzova. But a katan for sure must be mitzvah. Shari also loy lecha b'loy shchita. Because you find a katan is not only without shchita. So again, we just spoke out the tail end of the shach. But if you take a look at the Prima Gadim and Sifsei Das on this shach right here, so the Prima Gadim, you want to know what was going on in this shach? The shach was bothered with this kasha, which essentially was the kasha of the Noida Behuda. And that is that Maishna, we look at the Goy as being an Einabar Zvicha, and Maishna, we look at the Katan as, yes, being a Bar Zvicha. And the teretz that the Shach was saying was, is because the Vadai Kata Mitzuva Shari also Leidacha B'lei Shchita. Katan's now an Ipa Leishchita, what are you talking about? Ben Yud Gimel Mitzvahs. The teretz is because there's a love of Leisachilon. And that would be the Yishuf HaShteitzach to maybe this Kasha as well, of why it's something that would only be Negei Lois HaSeis, but it's not something that would be Negei HaSeis either. If you think about it, what emerges from this Noida B'Yehuda is really a Dover Nifla. I think it's something that requires a little bit of Hispaniness. It's worth meditating on for a minute. And that is the relationship between a Katan and Mitzvah HaSeis is different than the relationship between a katan and a mitzvah lois ases, right? Just to demonstrate. A katan is potem in a mitzvah. We know that. But at the same time, a katan is included in the lavin of the Torah. But he's not included in the essence of the Torah. He's included in the lavin of the Torah, not that he himself is bound by thou shall not this and thou shall not that. But when the Torah gave the lav, the Torah included him. Meaning, the people that are bound by the Mishpatei HaTorah were told that be careful and make sure this katan, right, if you want to visualize it, who probably has no das and doesn't know how to take care of himself, you make sure that he doesn't do any lavin. But when it came to the essen, the katan is not bound by essen, just like he's not bound by lavin, and there's no lahazara gdol malak tanim either. Now, you're going to tell me, isn't there a mitzvah of chinuch? Chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi? The answer is yes, but chinuch is a mitzvah derabonon. Chinuch is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. When it comes to lavin, there's a d'oraisa diga relationship that the katan has with the lavin. When it comes to essen, you don't have that. And really, at first glance, it's something that's sarachin. I mean, essen and lavin, they're the two halves of the same coin. They make up the Torah. Ahav, Yira, right? I mean, there's so many ways we can go with this. But L'chura, that there's such a fundamental difference, which is manifest here in the beginning of Chulin, that the Katan is a Bar Zvicha, but he's not a Bar Kshira. Mamish halacha is that are in this Beruma Shaloylam that come about from this Chilik. A Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yedal Damar Aleph, all the sugyas where it's mavur that Chinuch has only a mitzvah derabanan. L'chura, why would it be that way? Why would it be that the parish of Lavin is talking to the Katan, albeit via the Gadol, and the parish of Essen not? I found the Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Aris. This is in Simin Ayin Hey, it's Siv Katan Hey. So he's talking a little bit about the mitzvah of Chinuch. And he says, I'll just read an excerpt. Elo, the inema de mitzuvin lehafrishoi mishum sibas ha'iser, ha'atam azel l'cheir shayach gam l'enye mitzvah saseh. He's talking about the mandamit that holds katan oichel nevelis bez de mitzuvin lehafrishoi. That's what's going on in this Rabbi Chanan, but the punchline will be in the gay. He says, that reason of being mafresh or katan from lavin, you would think should be in a gay mitzvah saseh as well. And being that you find there's a deraisetig application of bezem etzuvin lahafrishoi, what's the deraisetig application? Yuvamis kuf yodalit, lois achilum. Even if I'm not mechuyev midairaisa to be mafreshim, but for sure I'm mechuyev midairaisa not to feed him, then ken yeh chinuch midairaisa. So why is chinuch not midairaisa? Ubechol duchti amri, the mitzvah is chinuch eni ala midrabon. Vishamati lechalik, says Rabbi Chanan. I heard to be mechalik be mitzvah saseh li yisurei lo saseh. The mi mitzvah sakotem potel legamri, umutel lachshilei bi yadayim bebitl mitzvah. That's something you're allowed to do. Ubozeh, zok Rabbi Chanan, yisyashev, hod de kotem loy mikri bar kshira, and I would put a little ago and say, "Ayn chuvas noyde biyuda." The first chuvah madur tinyana. Aval tamachiluk hazeh zok Rabbi Chanan tzarichin. I don't know the chiluk. Why is there such a fundamental difference in terms of the Khan's relationship to a mitzvah lois aseh than it is his relationship to a mitzvah aseh? So maybe you can say, maybe it's even poshet. We keep on coming back to this, but I think it's kedai, and that is the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph says, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Aveira Metamtem Es Liboy Shel Adam. When a person doesn't Aveira, it's Metamtem His Lev. How do I know that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'loi Setamu Bahem, V'nit Meisem Bam. Al Tikri V'nit Meisem, Ela V'nitamtem. It's a Mefurish Gemara, it's a Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, that when a person doesn't Aveira, it causes Timtem HaLev. Now, we spoke about how the Iker Inyan of Timtem HaLev is by Machalos Asuras. And that's how the Gedolei Achronim learn up Tosfos in Chulin Daf Hey and Daf Zayin throughout Shas that says the Hashda Behemten Shel Tzadikim Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Hayodas Tzadikim Atzvah Lekoshkein is referring beikar to Yisuri Achiva. But read the Gemara. The Gemara says Avdeira Mitamtemes Libe Shaladim. It's not only true with regards to Macholas Asuris. It's true for all Averis. Now, why is it Yoiser by Macholas Asuris? Or when did Chazal see that it's Yoiser by Macholas Asuris? They saw it because that pasuk of Loisa Tamu Behemet Etmei Samam stayed by Macholas Asuris. Oh, but the Loshana Gemara is obvious, and that is Avdeira Mitamtemes Libe Shaladim. We mentioned the Loshin of the Mesilas Yesharim, where the Mesilas Yesharim, after he brings this Gemara, he says that you see from this Gemara that every avera is mitamtem libo shalatam. Ki misalekes mimenu hadeyo amitis v'ruach haseichel shakadosh baruch hu noisen lechasidim. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, I'm skipping. V'amacholei so asurois yoseirois bozeh al kolo yisurim. They're worse than other averos. Kivan sheim nechnasim beguvei shalatam mamish v'nasim bosam yipsarei. But the bottom line is, it's mavur that when a person does an avera, it doesn't matter what avera in the world it is. That Aver is metamtem libe shalatam. We also mentioned that this idea that Aver is metamtem libe shalatam is a metzias. It doesn't matter if the person did it b'mezid, if he did it b'shoygig. It doesn't matter if he did it b'oynes, he did it b'rotzen. It doesn't matter how he did it. Anytime a person goes ahead and does an Aver, that Aver is going to be metamtem libe shalatam. By the way, it doesn't matter if the person is a gadol, if the person is a katan. You know what the makar to that is? A Ramah. The Ramah is in Yeridei, it's a simen pei alf. Everyone knows this Ramah. The Ramah says, v'chein lo yisoychal ha Meinekes, afilu Yisraelis dvarim asurim. Meinekes, someone that's nursing a child, should not eat dvarim asurim. Right? Do not eat dvarim asurim if you're nursing a child. Why? Because you're nursing the child and you don't want to now impart the dvarim asurim onto the child. Freak the shach. Oh, so a woman that's nursing a child, she should not eat dvarim asurim. The rest of you, knock yourselves out. How could that be? Zok the shach, you know what's going on over here? It's talking about where you have a woman who's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, shemachilin oisa hakal hakal. So she's allowed to go now and she's allowed to eat dvarim asurim. But if you're nursing a child, don't do it. Find a meinekes, someone else to do it if that's what the situation is. Don't afilu an azam matziv. And the reason is because the macholas asuris are going to go into the little baby. And it's going to impact the baby. And all the balim musa, everybody's meichiach from this, that you see rochel bitchak tano. You see mefurish that this inyan of timtam alev is true even for a baby. That's the case. Yesh loymar. Mitzad azorish shaboy. Avad, there's no chil between an aseh and a loisaseh. If a katan has no nexus to mitzvahs because he's a katan, he's not a bardas, and that's the case. So why should I have to have a shaykhis to an essay? Why should I have to have a shaykhis to a lois essay? But when it comes to lois essay, there's an element, and that is averu mitamtemes liboy shalatam. And it's not only true for macholos asuris; it's really true for all averus. And it's for that reason, that's maybe ulai. Maybe that's the reason when it comes to averus, there's a love of lois achilum. There's an Indian of making sure that this child is going to stay pristine. Child can't fend for himself. He's a child. He's not a bardas. And if he's going to go ahead and mistakenly eat shkotzim and remusim, and he's going to eat dam and nevela and basavacholov, he's going to eat all these things he's not supposed to eat. Well, mayasa ben velo yechta when he gets older, because that ruach Hashem that was given to him when he was born, that kedusha that he got when he was nimal, etc., that's all going to be diluted on some level. He didn't know he wasn't a bardas, he wasn't muzer, but at the end of the day, it's a metzias. Aveir metamtemes libo shalodom, and it's for that reason we have the slav lois achilum. You know what's interesting? Chinuch is only the father's mitzvah. It's even a shayla if a mother has a mitzvah of chinuch, right? It's a mitzvah sa'av al ben, the mitzvah of chinuch. Like sachinuch has nothing to do with the father. It's a hazor in every single yid. You have to look out for this child to make sure that this child is not going to be nichshol. You know, another interesting phenomenon, the ikur inyan that you find of leis achilum, you find by macholos asuris, right? Two of the three makaris that the Gemara brings in Yavam is by macholos asuris. You know, I found another Rashi in Chumash. Rashi, this is in Parshas Shmini. The pasuk over there says, "Ves ela teshaktu min ha'oif lo ye'achlu sheketzim." Zok Rashi, lo ye'achlu l'chay ves amachilam l'ktanim. Shekeim mashmo lo yiu nechalam ayotcho. This inyan appears more than you realize, and it appears disproportionately by the sugya machalos asuris, because the whole yisoid of lois achilam is averim mitamtemes libe shel adam, and that inyan you see was said in the parasha of machalos asuris, because like the Mesilas Yesharim says that even though it's true by every avera, oh, but the ikur avera that you find the pious machalos asuras could be this inyan of lois nachilim is related to the second din of every avera, right? Every avera there's the azara, but there's also the avera metamtemes libish aladim. That's true by a lois asay. That's not true by an asay. That we know is true by ktanim kigdoy lamamish. The katan can't be muzer on the mitzvah. He's not a bar das. He's not muzer on the mitzvah. But at the very least, we have an obligation to make sure that our children are going to remain kedoshim v'tahirim. That's a mitzvah we have, and that's a mitzvah d'iraisa. Not because the katan's chayvim. You know, shaychus. He's not chayvim mitzvahs. He was chayvim mitzvahs loisa. He'd be chayvim mitzvah asay also. What's the difference? The reason is because if he doesn't do an asay, nothing happened. But if he does a loisa say, that is very much going to put this child behind the eight ball. And it's for that reason we have a responsibility and an obligation to make sure that our children will remain holy and pure. It could be that's the inyan of loisa chilom. But the bottom line is, what's the takeaway of this raid? It's a fest in Noida B'Yehuda, right? The bar mitzvah pshetel level fest. But I think at the same time, the takeaway is a katan hasta bar zvicha, a katan and haste nisht kaim bar kshira. And the teretz said in the Yehuda is Yevamos kuf yadal amar aleph. But really, what lies underneath it is that the relationship that the katan has with mitzvah lois asay is fundamentally different than the relationship that he has with mitzvah asay. And ulai the hesber is the Gemara in Yuma daf lametes amid beis that all the rishonim and the gedolei achronim use to explain the inyan of hashta behemten shal tzadik.